Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a demi straight girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, asexuality is a talent.
Sounds fake, but okay. I didn't know you were going to say it like that.
That's going to be the title. Being arrow ace is a talent.
That's going to be a controversial title. Welcome back to the pod. Meet your cat. Sorry, I thought of one before you did, and I just got really excited.
What's happening?
Did you say money?
Yes.
I said meet your cat.
Well, I feel like mine is more topical.
I feel like mine's funner. Kayla, how you doing?
This has been an up and down week. Not going to lie.
My computer. Yeah, I feel like your week went down. And then it started coming up, and my week went down when yours started coming up.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster. My computer broke, and then within 3 days, it already got sent back to me. So, like, for once, Apple is, like, good.
For twice. That happened to my sister, too.
It literally came back in 3 days.
It's very impressive.
It was crazy. Some wild shit went down at work. It's still ongoing, but here we are. It's been quite the week. How are you, Sarah?
I'm fine. I do have a message for our Muslim listeners, though. Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, that. I'm not going to try to say it.
It'll be
bad. But okay. Yes, agree.
Kayla's a little bit too white.
I'm currently living in a town that's 99% white, so.
And I'm living in Los Angeles, so.
The two genders.
The two genders. We do have some news for people.
Speaking of money.
Oh, okay.
See, it was topical.
Okay. I should have said Ramadan Mubarak.
That would have been very good.
Man. We are doing a live stream on Saturday, May 2nd. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening when this comes out, that is this Saturday. We're doing a little live stream to raise some money for the World Health Organization/UN COVID-19 Relief Fund. Is that what it's called?
The Solidarity Response Fund.
Yep, that's what it's called. I can never remember. We're raising some money with some other folks from the Aeroace space. Kayla, would you like to tell the people who we've got?
Yeah, we've got...
Some of you may have already seen this because we did post the poster, but also, now you're hearing it in our voices.
So, in the lineup of this concert... Though it is not a concert. We have some team members.
Are you going to make me write a song for this?
Will you?
No.
Dang it.
Maybe. We'll think about it.
Shh, I'm doing the lineup. We have... This is why no one likes us, Sarah. We have team members from ARIA, the Aromantic Spectrum Union for Recognition and Education and Advocacy. We have Courtney Lang from AOK.
Our brethren,
true, our sister podcast. Mm-hmm. We have Daniel Walker from the Slice of Ace YouTube channel. We have Elliot Simpson, the stand-up comedian.
But he might be sitting down for this.
The sit-down comedian. Okay. We have Emmy Salida, better known as Embly, on the YouTube. We have Rose Sinclair, the founder and probably is in charge of, I would imagine, from Fuck Yeah Asexual.
So glad you're really informed on our guests.
I can only imagine they're in charge. And of course we have the lovely Yasmin Benoit. So, yes. And then there's us, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Most important.
What if we just like threw them all in a room?
And then we were like, bye. That would be very good.
But we're doing that. We are raising money for the I already forgot.
Solidarity Response Fund.
Okay, the Solidarity Response Fund. We wanted it to be international because we know we have listeners from all over the world.
And half of our guests are going to be British, so.
That's true. Yeah, so it's going to be Saturday, May 2nd at, it's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific, which is 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 7 p.m. UK time.
Yes.
For those of you who are in Europe that are in the land part, that'll be 8 p.m. for you, I believe.
Couldn't tell you.
Aussies, anyone in Asia, I have no idea.
I'm not good with time, even in my own zone. But
that's true.
So yeah, that's when the live stream is, but it'll just be up. So it's going to be on our YouTube channel, Sounds Fake But Okay Podcast, I think is how you can just type that in. It'll be there, and then it'll live there forever afterwards. So if you can't make it during that time, you can still watch it after. And more importantly, the fundraiser is already open.
It sure is. You
can already donate money. So it'll be open from now until May 9th, which is my birthday.
It sure is.
So
give Kayla a birthday present by donating to our fundraiser.
Yes.
But yeah, that's up right now. Right now, we have no idea how many people are going to watch this or like to expect people will be able to donate. So we have like a pretty we just picked a number. But if we hit it, we're going to bump it up. So
yeah,
join us.
Yeah, and so you don't have to donate to watch the live stream or anything, so don't worry about that. If you can't donate, we totally get it. Like, everyone is going through a rough time right now.
Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Yeah, tell your acquaintances.
Yeah, if you can't donate, do your part by just, like, hanging out with us, saying hi, and then telling your friends about it. And if you can only donate, like, literally a dollar, that still helps a ton. So.
It does.
So it's the World Health Organization and the UN, their COVID-19 response fund. So it goes to a bunch of things. They kind of disperse the money to different countries depending on which countries have the most need. It goes towards training medical people that are like getting back out on the front lines, getting protective, what is it called?
PPE.
Yeah, I wanted to know the actual word, but whatever.
Personal protective equipment?
Yeah, protective equipment for medical professionals, money for finding a vaccine, for doing all of the, like, statistics and whatever to do to track the spread. They're really, it's basically everything, and it's international, so that's where your money going.
And we already made a donation on behalf of the podcast, so.
Yeah, and a lot of the help, like, us being able to donate came from our patrons, like, putting us in like a financially safe enough place where we feel good about, I mean, of course we feel good about donating, but like, anyway, it's because of like our patrons and you guys that we are able to do that and just this in general. So
yeah. Thanks. So it'll be a fun time for a spec community, and hopefully we can raise a bunch of money for a good cause. So
yeah.
Mark your calendars, bitches.
Yeah.
I'm even going to share it on my Facebook.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I need to do that. Okay, Kayla, besides that, now that we've taken 45 minutes explaining that, what are we talking about this week?
Today, we have a very good topic that is definitely ACE-related. Don't worry about it.
We prepared this months ago.
Yeah, we've been working on this for actually a long time. So basically, me and my boyfriend, Dean, have been watching a lot of The Amazing Race. And so today I texted Sarah and I said, we should go on The Amazing Race. And then we started talking about just us going on all of the reality shows. But I think to bring it around, I feel like a lot of these shows and these competitions, being Ace or Arrow, could bring an actual advantage.
Truly it could.
Or it could just be a fun thing to have.
Representation.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about that? I don't know.
I guess.
Just us?
Yeah, okay. Yes. So I know that you and I, when we were freshmen in college, I remember us having discussions with some of our other friends about which combinations of friends would be best on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Where did we land on what our like how well our combo would do.
I can't remember.
I can't either.
I think
it was one of the better ones.
I think it would be one of the better ones because I think we have a lot of traits that like balance each other out.
We've also spent a lot of time in close quarters with each other.
Right. So like we could handle the stress. I don't know. So I think we'd be a good team thinking about like what kind of person does well on the Amazing Race. I don't think we would be good at it in general.
Okay.
Yeah. I think where we could definitely go wrong is when we were watching this season. It was the season with Rob and Amber on it, who were like won Survivor a billion times, if anyone's wondering.
We stan Rob and Amber.
Dude, I like really
do. I'm not caught up on Survivor right now.
I watched the last episode with Dean. It was wild. But anyway, so go watch that season. It was great. There was like a 65-year-old couple that was hilarious, and I love them. Because I feel like a lot of the problems come from like teams fighting and like getting mad at each other. But especially the problem if it's would like, be
we're newly engaged. We're newly.
Oh my god! There was a couple. I'm sorry. We're just gonna have to do a recap of the Amazing Race. There was like a couple that like must have been on and off again. You know how under the people's names they usually write like married or engaged.
Yeah.
They didn't have any of that. They just had like pageant queen for her and prisoner of war survivor from him.
Oh, because
that's
wow.
what he was. Because they were like on again, off again, and she kept being the whole time like, I want to settle down and have kids, and he's just not ready for that. And his whole personality was about being in the army. Whenever he talked about anything, he was like, this reminds me of being in the army, because that was his accent. It was bananas. Anyway, they fought all the time because they didn't have their shit together.
I feel like a lot of like the best relationships are like familial ones because you know you have been on each other's nerves. You know how the other person works. Like I've talked with my family. Like the best combination for me with my family would be me and my sister.
See, here's where I think it could go bad though. And I guess I don't know how your sister does with this dynamic, but for you especially, you're so non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. So I could see it like this could be your breaking point because the Amazing Race gets so stressful that you would like not get your way on stuff for like a cut and then things would go wrong and then you would just break and all of a sudden you would be like screaming.
Screaming?
I don't know.
I don't know how to scream.
I feel like it could be what breaks. Everyone screams on the Amazing
Race. I've never
Race.
Screamed in my life.
Anyway, do you think there's any benefit to being Arrow Ace on The Amazing Race?
On The Amazing Race, I don't know that there's a major benefit either way. I just think the type of relationship you have with the person you're on with makes the biggest difference. And I feel like a lot of times those like platonic, like strong platonic bonds are the pairs that do the best together.
That's fair.
Because, I mean, you know each other. Grant, I'm not going to pretend to, like, understand what it's like to be like, ooh, that person's attractive and I like them a lot. But, like, depending on how long you've been with a person, if you're, like, dating them and you're like, let's do a fun couple thing. Let's go on The Amazing Race. Like, if you haven't been together for that long, like, there are a lot of...
some shit.
Yeah, you're going to learn some shit, and there's stuff that maybe you're going to be like, oh, like, I was just kind of, like, into this part, one part of you, and now I'm seeing some other parts of you that I don't like.
There were several people...
But I'm on a reality show.
There were several couples on the show, on the season we watched, that were like, our relationship isn't going great right now, and we're hoping this will bring us closer together.
The stupidest like, fucking idea. It's like when people are like, our marriage is falling apart, so we're having a baby.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
So I guess, I don't know, I feel like being maybe Arrow especially, and so you are more prone to having those like really strong like platonic connections.
And like you know how to maintain them.
Yeah, because... I do think you're, like, because especially with the couple, you're like, okay, we're going to have this stressful experience. Then we have to, like, go back and live with each other and, like, still be a couple. But, like, with a friend, if we went on The Amazing Race and I got annoyed with you, I could be like, okay, that's fine. We can just, like, take a couple weeks off from talking to each other and then it's fine. Like, we don't have to go back and, like, live with each other, you know?
I mean, technically you could do that if you were a couple, too, but it would have a different connotation.
Yeah, that's, like, way more extreme. Like, it's more normal for you to not talk to a friend for a couple weeks than, like, your husband.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, I'm trying to think of other good reality shows. What do you think about Survivor?
Survivor? Here's the thing with Survivor. I don't think sexuality comes into play very much with Survivor. It does occasionally, as in with, like, you know, Rob and Amber ended up fucking getting married and having kids.
But they have, like, four daughters. Do you know that?
Yeah, they have four kids, yeah.
That's too many.
To me, it's like Survivor is so much about strategy and, like, create, like, the whole point of Survivor is you make relationships and you make alliances and then you stab people in the back.
Fair.
And so it's like, that's not really necessarily, like, a place to find love, you know?
Yeah. Like, I feel like very rarely is it people's, like, game strategy to, like, I've seen it before with people, like, women especially, I feel like, being like, I'm just gonna be super hot and, like, get all these guys to be in love with me and then they'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be fair, you could do that no matter what your sexuality is.
Right.
Like, even if you weren't attracted to people, you could still be like, I'm going to try to exploit them. But, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like just with Survivor, it's such a strategic, there's so much thought, especially however many fucking seasons in where it's evolved so much. Like, there's so much strategy with regarding interpersonal relationships and, like, how it works that, like, romance and sex and stuff really don't actually play into it that much.
Honestly, good. Maybe Survivor is asexual.
Survivor is the asexual reality show.
See, but it's interesting because it's like you put all these people on an island and you make them compete, and you know what's the first to go? Is like sex and romance. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because it's not fucking important. It doesn't get you anything.
Exactly. True. Well, okay, I don't know if I would say that, but okay.
Sorry, my angry ace just came out.
Oh no, it popped out. All right, I know you have some thoughts about America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. Kayla was first texting me about this, and she was like, America's Got Talent. And I was like, my AGT talent is being ace. that new reality show that is coming out where, like, you have to, like, go without sex for a month on this, like,
island? Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I want to really bad.
I would be so good at that. Give me $100,000 to go without sex for a month. Give every month for the rest of my life.
What's wild
Do
about
I get
that
back
show?
Pay?
My God. I had a friend that watched it recently, and it's funny because it's all, like, college-aged kids.
Mm.
So it's like, of course they got, like, the horniest people in the world.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to my friend, it had a very, like, kind of pure ending where, like, everyone kind of, like, redeemed themselves. It's not, like, crazy and sex-obsessed, but I don't know. I think you would probably still kill it on that show.
I've seen a lot of tweets that are, like, intended to be, like, self-deprecating where it's, like... Like, you think it's hard to go without sex for a month? Like, I do it all the time. And I'm like, okay, but I mean it in a very non-self-deprecating way.
But it's just the truth.
It's just where we're at. And where we will remain.
Here's something I've thought about.
Okay.
So, okay, when you think about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, the supposed prize... is, like, this person and getting married, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like the real prize that most people actually go on it for is, like, fame and being the most famous person and, like, getting the furthest you get the most, like, Instagram brand deals, right?
Yeah.
Like, the... I feel like...
And going on, like, many times.
Yeah. I feel like the people who make it, like, furthest, maybe, like, second, and then don't win, probably, like, make the most money out of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking of, like, the season that we watched. What's her face? Not Christian, but the girl who...
Hannah Brown? That's, like, the only one I know.
You watched it.
This virgin guy? He's writing a book. I can't remember. The crazy guy who wanted to beat everyone up and we hated him?
No, the girl who was queer. On Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, you didn't watch Bachelor in Paradise,
did you? I
didn't
watch Bachelor in Paradise. I know what you're talking about because everyone at work watches it, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
Sorry, I'm just really, this is going to bother me. Okay. I need to find her name.
Demi.
Demi. Yes. Like, Demi's quite famous.
Yeah. Like, so here's, people like, love some of Demi. Them, that one guy is dating Demi Lovato now. He was on The Bachelorette or something.
Oh, he should have been the next Bachelor.
Who should have been the next Bachelor, yes, but yeah. He's black.
Well, so now Hannah and Tyler are quarantining together.
I hate it. Okay, this anyway. Is not a Bachelor recap. Here's my point. I feel like you could make a strong argument for an Arrow-ace person who goes in with, like, no intention of romance and not even the risk of accidentally falling in love. Because mm-hmm. I feel like you could go on the show, like, someone that does experience romantic attraction could go on the show with the goal not to get married, but to, like, scheme and get the most famous. But what if they accidentally fell in love? But if you're Arrow especially, like, I'm just saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm just saying, like, it's an advantage because I do think the big prize in The Bachelor is being the most famous.
And that's definitely become more and more the prize as time has gone on.
Right. So if you want to go on The Bachelor and you're like, I want to win this prize, I feel like the best person to win that prize is someone who has no risk of accidentally falling in love and, like, ruining their own scheme.
Okay. That's fair. I just looked up reality shows just to, like, see what it gave me. There's this, apparently, a show called Dating Naked.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I've never seen it, no.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm thinking of Naked and Afraid. No, I've heard of Naked Dating. And
Afraid.
I've heard it's of Dating Naked,
Dating
though.
Naked. It was 2014 to 2016. Anyway, yeah, I think they should do an Ace RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race.
So would they be drag queens who are also Ace?
I don't care.
Well, but it's drag. What?
Why didn't we acknowledge that the amazing Race?
Oh yeah, we did miss that one.
No, I just think it's like RuPaul's drag. I guess yeah, it's Ace's. Aces do a drag competition.
I wonder if there are any Ace drag queens. I feel like I've never heard of one.
I hope so.
I'm sure there's at least one.
Yeah. I also think another good a reality show for Ace people is American Ninja Warrior. Or, you know, non-American
Why?
Ninja Warrior. Because we're not busy having sex. While people are out there busy having sex, we're getting ripped.
But the people on American Ninja Warrior are already really ripped. And, like, it seems like a lot of them have kids, so they've had sex.
Yeah, but the time that they spend making those kids, I can spend doing push-ups.
Here's
and the salmon ladder.
I'm going to say something that you don't want to hear, Sarah.
Oh, no.
Sex is cardio.
Okay, but American Ninja Warrior isn't really a cardio thing.
But it's also not a muscle thing. If you have too much muscle mass, you're not going to do well. The best people on American Ninja Warrior are lean.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to pull a lot of, like, muscle.
It's not about being beefy. It's about being good.
Yeah, but how do you get in good shape?
You do the salmon ladder a lot.
You can't not do cardio.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying cardio alone is not going to make you good at American Ninja Warrior.
No, but I'm just saying it's not like they're spending their time having sex not preparing for American Ninja Warrior. They're doing both at once.
I don't know that I agree.
Why?
But I don't have a good enough grasp on the cardio level of sex to really make an argument here.
I once heard that sex burns as much calories as mopping a floor, which is confusing because what if you're mopping a very small floor?
What if you're just mopping, like, a closet? What if you're in the closet?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Okay. Good. Well, speaking of... Okay, all right. If you're going to make the argument that you need to have cardio for American Ninja Warrior.
You can't only lift.
The Titan Games, the one with The Rock where you got to be really beefy. What about Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I don't know who that is.
He's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Do I know who that is?
Eleanor Shellstrop loves him. He has a ranch.
I don't know.
It's a great show.
I guess
they do still need some cardio, because the Titan Games and the Stone Cold Steve Austin ones are longer.
Literally everyone needs cardio except for maybe like an Olympic weightlifter. What Olympic sport do you think is best suited for aeroace people?
Rowing.
Why?
It's a team sport.
A lot of them are team sports. It's a terrible argument.
I don't know. It was just the one that came to mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have an answer.
I bet it's like swimming or diving or something, because everyone else is distracted by the naked people and you're like, ha ha ha.
I bet it's javelin throwing.
Okay.
It just feels on brand with like the dragons and the swords, you know?
Okay, that's fair.
Sarah, I've cracked the code. The
I'm ready.
Best reality show for an asexual person is The Great British Bake Off.
Tell me more.
Cake.
Oh my god, you're so right.
And also, if you noticed from our lineup of people in our event, it seems like a lot of like the like most notable ace people come from England.
It's because of the Great British Bake Off. There's no other reason.
Exact conspiracy theory. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I mean, I personally would be bad on the Great British Bake Off.
But don't you think I'm right that, like, on average, probably?
On average, there's just, like, an emotional connection with cake. And
listen, I mean, these are all generalizations we're making today, and everyone should know that. But on a theoretical level, like, on a cultural level, you would think it would be, like, the Great British Bake Off, or, like, one of those, or one that's, like, literally just about cake.
Yeah. No, that's good. Now I'm just, it's shown me some adventure reality shows. We've got Man vs. Wild and Naked and Afraid. Both shows that, like, romance and sex go out the door because they don't matter.
I think Naked and Afraid would be a really good one, because I've watched, like, maybe two episodes before, and all I remember is, like, at the beginning when the people are, like, first trying, it's especially, like, the first night where they're trying to sleep, and you, like, need to huddle for warmth and use each other's, like, body temperature and body
depending
heat.
On where they are, yeah.
Almost anywhere. Like, even if it's warm in that place, like, they were on an island, and, like, it still gets cold at night. Anyway, mm-hmm. One of them always would be like, my partner back home wouldn't be comfortable with this, which is like,
that's very fair.
Then why did you come on the show? Like, that's fair, but you should have known. But if you're asexual, you could be like, listen, bud, don't worry about it. I'm uninterested in all of this.
Yeah. The only counterpoint I have to that is I don't want to look at your dick.
Yeah, but you also wouldn't be distracted by it.
Yeah, that's true. I would
You'd probably still be distracted. You'd be distracted by it, but not in the same way as someone else might be, I guess.
In more of a it's haunting me way. Than
yes. That, yes.
Then I'm interested in that way.
More haunting.
Mm-hmm. You know what I just fucking realized? Aces would be great on Catfish, because you do not end up in that situation to begin with.
Catfish is not a competition.
It says it's an MTV reality show.
It is a reality show, but okay, continue.
It's a reality. We'd be very good on Catfish. That's, we'd win. We'd win
no,
the game.
That's not necessarily true. Because, like, you can get catfished, like, if you're using...
Platonically?
Like, well, yeah, if you're... Like, Bumble has an option where you just look for friends.
Yeah, but...
And, like, I don't... Arrow people could be looking for, like, a romantic partner. Like, it... happens.
That's fair. What about Big Brother? Don't they have a lot of sex on that show?
I've never watched it, but I have to imagine. I feel like they do, and also like it's like 10 men and 10 women or whatever, like in a house together. So there probably are like relationship drama things that come up, because you're just like stuck together. So you're like, I guess I might as well have a crush on you and get distracted, and then I get voted out. But yeah, like the, if you're not distracted, then yeah, probably.
How do you win Big... Is Big Brother just like Survivor, but indoors?
Let me look it up.
While you're doing that, I'm just going to point out that Teen Mom, I expect people are less likely to end up in that situation, I would argue.
Big Brother, so Wikipedia.
We'd win Teen Mom.
Give me the how it works, Wikipedia. A, quote, diverse group of contestants, I don't know about that, known as house guests, live together in a custom-built home under constant surveillance. They are completely isolated from the outside world, so no communication with anyone outside the house. They're competing for $500,000. They have weekly competitions and evictions determining who will win the show.
So it's like Survivor, but inside and longer.
Format. Let me see.
Because, I mean, if you think about Survivor, I was going to... This might be alienating for anyone who isn't familiar with all these shows. But if you think about Survivor, like, the whole point is that they throw you all on an island. And then the goal is to be the last one standing. And you vote someone... If your tribe loses the competition that week, you have to vote someone off. And you don't vote someone off because you don't like them. I mean, you might. But, like... You vote them off because you think they're a threat to you winning. So it's like, if someone's not reliable and they're stabbing people in the back with their alliances, you just vote them off. Like, there's no reason to vote someone off other than you're trying to beat them. So American.
Yeah. So American. It looks like it is, like, they do vote people off. Apparently, like, the part of the goal of the show is that, like, the goal is that they do put diverse people in who have differing ideals, beliefs, and prejudices.
So they piss each other off?
Yeah, so it's like a social experiment. And then I guess they have, like, competitions. And then each week, it seems like different seasons have different formats. But, like, they vote people off.
Okay. What about Love is Blind?
Well, what would you say is winning Love is Blind?
I don't know.
Like, I mean... Show
it doesn't, work in quite the same way as The Bachelor.
Well, yeah, because the show, maybe if it gets more famous, it will. But, like,
yeah,
the intended goal is to, like, meet someone and get married. I don't think that anyone that was on it has gotten famous from it, like, yet. But if the show got more famous, probably. Well, also, like, probably.
Season one. But, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I do think that it's, like, a lot of the people on that show were, like, you know, I've been dating and it just hadn't been working. Nothing had been sticking. So I want to, like, make an emotional connection with someone first. So it's like, this is, it's Demi. That's very Demi.
Oh, I did say that. I feel like I said that at one point to you or something. But yeah,
I feel like I remember you saying that.
For Demi people or people that are, like, ace but not arrow, then it would probably work out. I mean, it's a reality TV show, so it's probably never going to work out great. But the format of, like, you're forced
to...
Unless it's Robin Amber. But, like, the concept of you have to get to know each other really emotionally first, and then we'll let you even, like, think about having sex, does kind of, like, cater to the Demi kind of situation. I don't know. Yeah. I guess I would kill that Love is Blind.
Yeah. So I just... The Circle. Everyone's been talking about The Circle. I haven't watched it, so I just looked up, like, what...
I've heard it's very good.
Yeah, I've heard it's very good. But basically, it says Big Brother meets Catfish, so...
Yes, that's true.
Like, they're all in a house, but they each have their own little apartment, and they don't ever see each other face-to-face. They just, like, communicate via the social media app, so they can, you know, convey themselves however they want, and then... Throughout the competition, it says the players rate one another with the lowest rated players at risk of being eliminated or blocked from the game.
Yeah, so, like, the highest rated ones are, like, quote, the influencers, and I think they get, like, extra votes or something.
Right. So it's, like, that is interesting because you're taking away, like, the sex appeal and, like, the attractiveness requirement of, like, being... like, liked and, like, well-rated, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I didn't watch it, but I have a friend who watched it and told me, like, everything about it. And I feel like my friend mentioned that, like, there were certain people on it that were, like, I think there was a woman on it that was like, I am like a supermodel. That's who I really am. And she was like, I'm just going to play it. I'm not going to catfish. I'm just going to like play it as myself. And like, she was one of the first to go because people were either like, you're not real, or like the other version of you're not real. Like they were looking for like actual genuine people. And so being like what they saw as like very shallow or like superficial was not what they wanted.
Yeah, I think there's not necessarily any advantage on that show of being Arrow or Ace or A-Spec, but I think the show itself seems pretty ace.
Yeah, there was one guy who was, like, really in love with, who was, like, I don't know, really into one of the girls on the show, but it wasn't actually a girl, it was someone catfishing as a girl, and so he was sad at the end.
That's interesting.
And then he was like, no, like, I totally just saw them as a sister, like, it's fine, and everyone was like, oh, no, that's not true, oh, no.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's...
But I guess that is kind of a disadvantage for him, because he got, like, trapped in that, and, like, was obviously wanting to help this person win, because they thought that they, like, really liked them.
Yeah.
So honestly, I feel like play, like, more than some other shows, trying to play to get people attracted to you might be an advantage.
Love but also makes you weak.
But yeah, but you also don't have to be aloe to do it. You could catfish as an aloe person if you wanted to.
Yeah, but if you are, like, Arrow, as you were saying before, like, it won't happen to you, which gives you an advantage.
That's very true. It could go both ways.
90 Day Fiancé?
What do you win money if you make it or something?
You must. Let's see.
I don't know that you do. Because I feel like it could go both ways on that one.
Long distance relationships, I'm just going to read the whole blurb. Long distance relationships have challenges that are sometimes difficult to overcome, but consider if the distance traveled was halfway around the world and a couple had just 90 days to decide whether the courtship should conclude with marriage. That's a situation facing men and women profiled in this series, which shares the complexities of international romances. Using a visa that allows foreign fiancés of American citizens to travel to the U.S., the men and women experience life in the States with their prospective mates for the first time. Culture and language barriers must be overcome, not to mention the stigma of being thought of as male or spouses, but there's the elephant in the room. The couples must marry before the visas expire in 90 days, or else the visitors have to immediately return to their countries. With the clock ticking, these couples discover if their happily ever after is meant to be. So, like, I don't know that you necessarily win money, but, like, whatever you've built for yourself in the 3 months you've been there, you just have to leave.
I don't know if there's any, like, decided advantages or disadvantages there.
I don't either.
I think...
Like, do you like each other?
What do you think about Married at First Sight?
Crazy.
Yes, but that's not what I'm asking.
Sorry, I'm just looking at stuff about 90 Day Fiancé now, and I'm just...
Oh, my.
I gotta close it. Sorry, you were talking about Married at First Sight?
Yeah, I guess the prize there is staying married, right?
Yeah, I mean, what... Oh, I think maybe that's the one where you get money for staying together. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. I mean, I just, as an Arrow-Ace person, there's no universe in which I would ever want to do that.
I think it could, well, no, because you're supposed to be trying to stay married.
Yeah.
So I guess, no. Like, if you're Arrow.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Don't know.
What do you think about American Idol?
Literally no difference is made at all.
What about So You Think You Can Dance?
That's actually really interesting. So then you can dance. I feel like if you're Ace, you might have some amount of a disadvantage because some of the dances you have to do, depending on the genre or the specific dance itself, you need, like, chemistry, and it's, like, supposed to be, like, sexy. And I've thought about this before. I was like, if I went on So You Think You Can Dance, which obviously I'm not talented enough for that, literally thought about this. Like, I don't know how I didn't think of So You Think You Can Dance earlier. Anyway, it's like, you have to be able to fake it well enough, or, like, you know, and sometimes if you just, like, don't have chemistry with your partner, like, you don't have chemistry with your partner regardless of whether you're aloe or not, but, like, it is interesting that, like, you have to be able to teach yourself to do stuff that you might be uncomfortable with
Yeah, I think especially if you're, like, sex repulsed or that, yeah. Like, if you're sex, like, positive, you have sex, even though you're asexual, like, I think that, like,
probably not too much of an issue.
Probably, yeah. But I do think I don't know. It's a big part of dances like that, I think, is also partly acting. Like, especially a lot of the, like, more lyrical or, like, I don't know, story-based dances they do. I think a lot of them revolve around, like, oh, we're in love and now we're apart and we're both so sad. So, like, either you need to be good at acting or you need to, like, have personal experiences knowing what that feels like so you can, like, recreate that emotion while you're dancing. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, all of my, like the most famous dances from Say Thank You Dance. And, like, it's
either,
like,
the bench. Yeah,
the turn to stone, the statue one. The prom one with Lauren and Kent.
There's a lot.
And then, like, the other ones that were just, like, crazy for other reasons.
Yes.
Like, fucking Alex Wong and Twitch doing hip-hop really well. Sometimes a ballerina just blows your mind with hip-hop, you know?
This is not the point, Sarah.
Sorry, I just thought about that. And then that made me think about Ellen, and now I'm sad.
Anyway, I feel like... Like, in dance, me and Sarah were both dancers. And, like, it's important to be able to, like, emotionally connect with what, like, the quote-unquote story is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I think you either need to be able to, like, I mean, I think you could, like, if you're dancing something that's supposed to be, like, romantic and you're breaking up with someone, you could think of it as, like, a friend breakup. And that would totally work. But, like, if you don't have experiences like that or they make you uncomfortable... And or you aren't good at acting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this to seem like I'm saying, like, asexual people or aromantic people are bad at dancing or acting. But, like.
Well, you just may need, like, another step to get there. Like, okay, I'm thinking of, like, the bench dance where it was Travis Swall and, it was Heidi? Travis is gay, but he was still able to do that dance with a woman because, like, he... was familiar enough with
had to, like, transfer his feelings for, like, a man to
whereas for someone who's ace, aroace, whatever it may be, like, you have to, it's not just transferring necessarily.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of have to
build it
or, like, dig deeper to, like,
yeah,
can I connect this to, like, a family relationship or a friend relationship I have. I think it's just, like, more searching for, like, how does this actually connect to me at all?
Yeah, and, like, for, like, the more, like, sexy things, like, me per... yeah, Argentine tango. Give me a salsa.
Okay.
Put me on the hot tamale train. Anyway, those are niche jokes for anyone who's familiar with Say Thank You Dance. But, like, I would probably be able to do it, but I would be very uncomfortable with it at first, and I would have to, like, get over that hurdle of, like, just my body's, well, you want me to do what?
And especially, like, in that show, you have, like, a week to learn the dance.
Yeah.
So if, like,
you and sometimes you have to learn, like, several dances in a week.
Yeah. So, like, if you would need to spend a day kind of, like, getting yourself mentally ready to do that, like... That would take away from other things your brain could be doing, like learning the dance.
Yeah. But I mean, also, you could be really fucking good at it.
I mean, yeah, dancing
there
is
are
also
plenty
just
of people
like
who,
a skill on its own, so.
Right, like there are plenty of people who are aloe who also can't dance sexy, so.
Yeah, I think it's just, it is an interesting dynamic, though.
Yeah. I can't believe it took us that long to get Say Thank You Dance.
Well, it's kind of like, you know what it's kind of like, Sarah, is when you, in, like, your screenplays, have written, like, scenes where people are, like, flirting or something.
Yeah.
Like, you have to take an extra step of, like, okay, I've never done this, so now
on
I need
purpose.
To pull references on purpose. So, like, now I have to pull references from, like, other people or, like, other parts of my life to do this. It's like,
yeah.
You don't have that easy recall. Not,
yeah.
Like, and that doesn't make you not good at it. You just have to go about it a different way.
Right. And I think that's a little bit different from something like Dancing with the Stars, because, like, Dancing with the Stars, the...
No, so you think you can dance.
I am talking about Dancing with the Stars. I'm comparing Dancing with the Stars to Say Thank You Dance. a lot of times the contestants on Dancing with the Stars are older because they're like
washed up celebrities.
Yeah. and Sydney and Nance, you can't be older than 29. Like, that's the cutoff. Or at least it was at some point. I don't know if that's still the case. But, like, it's, like, you're trying to create, like, a relationship with your partner in terms of, like, them trusting you and you, like, teaching them how to dance. Rip to What's-Her-Face for having to dance with Sean Spicer. But, like... it's not necessarily meant to be, like, you're not telling a story as much in Dancing with the Stars as you are in Sing and Dance, because, like, the whole point is that you're trying to be proficient, whereas Sing and Dance, you're trying to excel, and it's a bit of a different scenario.
True.
So, if anyone out there wants to become a super famous ace person and then go on Dancing with the Stars,
you should do it.
Pair me with Jenna. Just put two Jenna's women good. Together. Who cares?
Who cares?
Give Not me Sasha. Us. I mean, that's a man, but still. Oh, man. All right. I mean, I feel like that's a great place to end it.
Yeah, I think that was good. Wrap it up. Okay. Put it away. Okay.
What's our poll for this week?
Would we win The Amazing Race?
Okay. Like, any specific season? Like, are we against, like, Tyler Oakley and Corey Cool? Are we, you know...
Maybe we should ask, like, if we would be a good Amazing Race team or if we would self-implode.
Okay. Would going on The Amazing Race make us fall in love?
My God, maybe that's what we need.
You know what the best part about The Amazing Race is?
No.
The theme song.
Dun, dun, dun,
it slaps.
Dun, 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 dun,
This isn't gonna line up because we're over the phone.
It's truly, I've spent, me and Dean watched an entire season so quickly.
It slaps. No, one last thing though. Anything that would have to be eaten, you would have to do.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heights, I'll do it. You want me to fucking... If it's heights, I'll do it.
You would have food, to do all of the physical things, too, though.
Yeah, probably.
I would be able to do, like, the physical things. I don't know. I can do puzzles, I guess.
I can't do puzzles, so...
Okay, well, there you go. You do the muscle person things, and I do the big brain things.
I'm just the beef. I'm the beef, you're the brain. I'm the bronze. You're the beauty.
Wow, perfect.
Good. Big beef, baby. Big beef. All right. That's a little joke with myself, because no one who's listening to this is going to get that. Okay. our poll. What is your beef and your deuce this week?
I mean, I feel like my beef was when my computer broke and I had a full meltdown and sobbed a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And my juice would be that it came back in the mail today, and I was reunited with my son after having to use my parents' disgusting PC for a week.
Mm-hmm. My beef is that it's fucking hot.
Really? LA, it's been fucking snowing here.
LA decided it was a good time to become 98 degrees. For those of you who speak Celsius, that's like 34, 35 degrees Celsius.
It's been snowing here, and it's April, so...
You can fucking have some of this heat. I don't want it.
I would like it.
Because I'm working from home, my desk in my bedroom is right next to the door wall, and, the like, vent doesn't really get over here super well, so there's just all this heat leaching at me from the window, from the door.
Good.
Luckily though, there is no like direct sunlight coming into my apartment, which is good, but I'm very warm right now. My juice is that my office has been doing this like email chain tag, essentially, where like you like share a musical album that means a lot to you and like explain why, and then you like tag someone else, and people have been participating and sharing albums, and it's been cool.
That is cute.
Yeah. If you would like to tell us about your beef, your juice, whether or not you think Kayla and I would kill each other on various reality shows, Also, if you want to tell us about what you're excited for on our live stream, or if you want to donate to our live stream, tinyurl.com/donate6feet, the number 6 feet spelled out. Hit it up.
I'll put it in the episode description thing.
Wondrous. Also. But yeah, hit us up at SoundsFakePod everywhere. We also have a Patreon, SoundsFakePod. Nope, patreon.com/SoundsFakePod. Thank you to our patrons, especially because some of the money that you gave us this month did go toward our fundraiser. So thank you.
Yes.
Our $5 patrons are Jennifer Smart, Asretha Vinokota, Austin Lay, Drew Finney, Perry Fierro, Megan Rowell, which we finally figured out who you are.
We got you.
We got it. We've been talking to Megan in the Discord, but we couldn't figure out who we were talking to.
It was very traumatic.
It was dramatic. It's Megan. Quinn Pollock, Emily Collins, Book Marvel, Changing MX, Derek and Carissa, Simona Simon, Jamie Jack, Jessica Shea, Rhea Faustino, and Daniel Walker. Did we give a Carissa update last week?
Isn't Daniel Walker Slice of Ace?
I feel like it could be.
I mean, that's his name.
Never even made that connection.
I didn't either.
Are you the same Daniel Walker?
Is that you, Daniel? Did we just put that together?
Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white fans.
Okay.
Well, whether you're Slice of Ace or another Daniel Walker, we appreciate
you. We love you.
Our $10 patrons are Kevin and Tessa at Dirty Uncle Kevin at Tessa_M_K, Arknest, who'd like to promote the Trevor Project, Benjamin Abari, who'd like to promote Tabletop Games, Anonymous, who'd like to promote Halloween, Sarah McCoy, who'd like to promote Podcasts from a Planet Weird, My Aunt Jeannie, who'd like to promote Christopher's Haven, Cassandra, who would like to promote their modeling Instagram at Little Red, Doug Rice, who would like to promote Native by Caitlin Curtis, and Maggie Capello, who would like to promote her dog's Instagram at MiniMuffin19. Our $15 patrons are Nathaniel White, NathanielJoeyDesigns.com, my mom Julie, who would like to promote Free Mom Hugs from a Distance, Sarah Jones, who is at Eternal Lolly Everywhere, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote the podcast The Beacon, and Dragonfly, who would like to promote air conditioning.
And also our fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. That's probably more important.
Bitch. Yes.
Oh no.
Oh, everything is just
I just dropped my microphone on the ground.
Perfect. I love that.
Oh no. Okay, I'm just going to hold it in my hand for the end because this is
going to have to stay the end.
Oh, I'm just going to leave that all in. All right, thank you for listening. Tune in on Saturday to join us on the live stream and tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears.
And until then, take good care of your microphones.
Please.